Sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Happy Halloween 2020, everyone. Let's go have some fun. Get your costumes on and dress warm. It's Halloween. I'm walking down the street and I'm yelling trick or treat. And I see a kid standing there covered in a sheet. I'm freezing my ass off as it's starting to sleet. And all the crazy little monsters now are starting to creep. I see a Spider-Man and a cute little nurse. And a car that drives by that looks just like a hearse. Help it, but the night is getting worse because I'm gonna steal his bag of candy and his mama's purse. I hide behind the tree and I'm ready to.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to, well, I guess it's kind of a special edition of the Paranormal Patriot. Because in all honesty, I did not plan to do a show this week. We have got the Halloween party that we always have every year going on this coming Saturday, and it's been chaos getting it ready and COVID 2020 and making sure that everything is up to snuff. And, you know, we just don't put a party on just to put a party on. We go all out, and we went out all out again this year. And thank you to everybody that helped out. But in all actuality, I did not plan on doing a show this week, but I did find a little bit of time. This show will not be my hour long show. I'm thinking maybe, I mean, on paper, it looks to be about a half hour long. So I'm hoping that, but I know how I get when I start talking. So we'll just say around half hour, 40 minutes, and this show will be done. It's going to be a shorter episode, but, you know, the October numbers this year are absolutely phenomenal. I'm on pace to have the best October I've ever had, and I don't want to ruin that. So, plus, I know you guys want to hear the Paranormal Patriot, so here we are. So on this week's show, it's going to be another transition type show. I'm going to start off by talking about Halloween, what it means to me, what it means to some of my listeners, and then we're going to take a break and come back. And, you know, the election is, well, at the time of this recording, 12 days away. And there are things going on that really should just put this election to bed, but it's being completely deep-sixed by the media, and people are starting to see. We'll see how much people are starting to see November 3rd. But to begin the show this week, you know, as of this recording, it's October 22nd. We are about 9 days away from Halloween. Halloween this year is going to be different. I don't know where you guys live that are listening to this. In my neck of the woods, you know, Halloween isn't called off, but it's very, very much so discouraged. They don't want people going out and interacting with other people. And everybody I talk to is like, you know what? Screw that. Everybody I talk to keeps telling me, you know what? I'm turning my light on. I'm putting candy by the door. And if kids want to come up to my house, well, since they made the effort, I'm going to give them candy. And that in Michigan, in my neck of the woods, is pretty much how Halloween is going to go. Now, I know other places, they've just straight up canceled it. Although you can go to Walmart, you can stand around and discuss things in Walmart, you can go to any store you want, you can stand in the DMV, but you can't be outside literally, for the most part, wearing a mask because a lot of these kids are going to wear a mask and go trick-or-treating. This is the whole point of this whole COVID thing that I don't understand. We can go to a store. I mean, here in my town of Owosso, at any given time during the course of the day, there has to be at least 100 to 500 people in Walmart. You are able to go in there. They say you should wear a mask, but now they don't even care. You can go anywhere. You can go into any store, but they want us to be afraid to go vote in person. Well, they did. Now Kamala Harris is out there saying, go vote in person. So what changed? Literally, what changed? But this isn't a show about COVID. This is a show about what Halloween is. And this Halloween, as I say, is going to be very, very different. We are trying. You know, we have a lot of people. We have this big, big Halloween party every year. And we hemmed and hawed really at great lengths this year to decide whether or not we were going to do it. A, because of this whole stupid COVID thing. And B, because my wife is 2 weeks out of her second radiation treatment. We don't know how she's going to feel. Well, before her radiation treatment, she says, you know what? I'm done living in fear. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to hide in my house and say, I don't want to get this. If I get it, I get it. And to be honest with you, that is the mentality of a lot of people. You know, we're going to get this. This is something everyone is going to contract. Everyone will get the COVID virus. Everybody's going to get COVID-19. Everybody's going to get the coronavirus. It's going to happen. Now, some of you may have already had it, not even known it. I'm one of those people. I got really sick in February, and I don't think, well, there's some people that say, oh, you can get COVID a second time. Well, my question is, really? Because how do we know the first time was COVID? We don't. How many false positives are out there? I know of 4 people right now that have had a false positive just in my little inner circle. So how do we know they actually had COVID the first time? Maybe they didn't. Maybe they've got it this time. So I'm not a big believer because honestly, if COVID was a virus that you could catch multiple times, it would be all over the charts that people are catching it multiple times. It wouldn't be a stray person here, a stray person in China, a stray person in Italy. It would be all over. So again, we really hemmed and hawed about the party this year. And again, Michelle said she's done living in fear. And I applaud that. You know, she's got enough to worry about. And she's just not going to. There are people out there, many of our friends say we're not coming because of COVID. And I respect that. I really do. But honestly, think about it. What is the difference of going to a Halloween party in 2020 as opposed to going to a Halloween party in 2019? The difference is we have been told that COVID is a horrifically dangerous, deadly virus that has no cure. Tell Donald Trump that. Donald Trump lasted 4 days with the coronavirus, and that might be pushing it. But we are being told that we need to be so terrified of this virus that we cannot congregate in large groups. Well, every year prior to this, during the fall and winter seasons, we've congregated in large groups. We've been at football games, we've been at hockey games, basketball games, we've been at family gatherings where there's multiple family members. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. And we never, ever worried about wearing a mask, catching the flu. We just went about our lives. And that's what we're doing now. We are just done with this whole coronavirus thing. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you really, truly have a pandemic, in other words, if we have a pandemic of the proportions that they say that it is, why do you have to manipulate the numbers? The numbers should automatically speak for themselves, but they don't. So they have to inflate these numbers by including every false positive. You could have one positive test, and it's a false positive, and you could have 3 negative tests after. And guess what? You are considered positive for coronavirus. How many times have we found out that these people that passed on during this coronavirus pandemic, quote unquote, that a lot of them had underlying conditions. You know, some guy had a heart attack, but he died of COVID. Well, why is he marked as COVID? Well, COVID brought it on. No, he had a bad heart. He didn't die of COVID. He died with COVID. But we're going to put that as a COVID death. Now, I guess I'm just foregoing Halloween stuff here and going right into politics. Let me tell you something. You are listening to the Democratic Party continually trash Donald Trump on his coronavirus response. Well, we're going to start with the response, and this is where the election coverage starts in. We're going to start with his coronavirus response as it stands with the amount of deaths in this country. Right now, we are at roughly 210,000 people that supposedly died of coronavirus. However, we know that number is severely inflated because at least half of those people didn't die of coronavirus. They died with coronavirus. There's a big, big difference. But let's go back to February when all the medical quote-unquote experts were telling us this is going to be bad. Listen, I fell for the bait. I was on this show saying, oh my God, it's going to be horrible. We're going to all die, blah, blah, blah. And then I started wising up and looking at these numbers and realizing that this isn't nearly as bad as they're telling me. But all these quote-unquote medical experts were telling us that we are going to see millions upon millions upon millions of Americans affected with this, and we are going to have upwards of 2.5 million people die in this country. Where are we at right now again? Anybody listening? 210,000. But yet the Democrats are going to go out on the campaign trail and tell you how horrible of a response Donald Trump had. Now let's go back to his response. Back in late February, I think it was even before that, he banned all travel to and from China. And what did the Democrats do? They came out and said, oh, that's xenophobic. He's a xenophobe. How many people did that save? We knew this virus was not going to stop at our borders. You would be an idiot to think so. So, we have a vaccine. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not taking that vaccine. Nobody in my family has taken that vaccine. However, we have a vaccine, three vaccines actually, that are ready to be implemented at the end of this year, which is beyond any realm of possible in any other situation. Donald Trump made that happen. But yet they continue to harp on the number of cases. They continue to harp on the number of deaths. Well, let's look at the number of deaths again. 210,000. How many were we told could possibly happen? 2.5 million. Again, if you told me that I'm going to lose 2.5 million people in this country, and then the person that runs this whole coronavirus task force, which is essentially Donald Trump, has got it down to where right now we've lost 210,000, which is millions less. Wouldn't you say that was a hell of a job? You should, but the Democrats won't, because they are, all they can do is paint Donald Trump as incompetent. That is their whole platform. Donald Trump is incompetent. His response to the coronavirus was far from adequate. Well, again, his response to the coronavirus was much more than adequate. It was phenomenal. We have a vaccine ready to go out at the end of the year. Now, that is an important thing to some people, but you don't hear the Democrats talk about that, because that's a plus in Donald Trump's world. They just want to tell you how many people have died. They don't want to tell you two things. They don't want to tell you or rehash to you and make you remember how many people were supposed to die, nor do they want to tell you that 40 to 45% of the deaths in this country are from nursing homes where the Democratic governors, and one of them is in our state, our illustrious Governor Whitmer, she placed positive COVID victims into nursing homes. She knew what was going on. She can tell you, well, I was unaware of that or whatever. She knew what was going on. Andrew Cuomo, Kate Brown, these governors in the Democratic-controlled states knowingly put very susceptible patients. I mean, if you listen to the early news conferences or press conferences that Governor Whitmer had, she kept harping on, listen, if you have a compromised immune system or you are elderly, you need to shelter in place. It is very hard on those with age and those with a compromised immune system. So what does she do? She takes COVID-positive patients and puts them in a facility with the elderly and those with a compromised immune system. What do you think's going to happen? I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm also not an idiot. I could have told you, and I did tell you what was going to happen, and it did. So they want to sit there and talk about all the deaths, but they don't want to bring up the fact that 40 to 45% of these deaths were in Democratic-controlled states where the governor knowingly put COVID-positive patients in with susceptible patients. They don't want to talk about that. And then just before I came up here or down here to record the show, I saw a Joe Biden ad just ripping on Donald Trump for the economy. How Joe Biden and Obama had a great economy and Trump ruined it. Well, I don't know what universe that Joe Biden is living in, but it is not ours. Because in 2016, our economy was not good at all. It actually, from 2009, 2008, all the way to 16, I made shit for money because they taxed the living daylights out of us. Joe Biden wants to tax us again. He's going to tell you he doesn't. You're not going to get taxed. The middle class is not going to get taxed. That's a bunch of bullshit. You want to know why? Because Joe Biden's on record stating one of the first things he's going to do if he's elected president is to repeal the Donald Trump tax cuts. Now, raise your hand if you benefited from the Donald Trump tax cuts. And I would expect to see 95 to 99% of the people with their hands up. I made out like a bandit. Donald Trump's tax cuts were phenomenal for me. They gave me more money in my pocket. Therefore, I could spend more money. Therefore, it helps the economy. Why do you think manufacturing in this country was just skyrocketing prior to this pandemic? Because people had more disposable income. They had jobs. The manufacturing companies needed people to work. So they hired these people who in turn had jobs. They're paying taxes. They're paying payroll taxes. So Joe Biden coming out there saying, oh, I'm not going to raise your taxes to the middle class, but I am going to repeal the Donald Trump tax cuts. What do you think he's going to do, you dummies? That's exactly what he's going to do, is he's going to raise your taxes. You can be an idiot, and you can believe this. You know, I'm sure you've heard it before. This man has been in government for 47 years. What has he done to improve your life in 47 years? I'll wait, because he's been in there 47 years. What makes you think that he's going to change now? He's not. He's bought and he's paid for. So they want to talk about how the economy is so horrible. Donald Trump, well, he destroyed the economy that Obama built. Listen, if you really truly believe that Obama built that economy, you're an idiot. I'm going to tell you that right now. You are an absolute unequivocal idiot who knows nothing about economics. You cannot stimulate an economy by raising taxes on those that stimulate the economy, because what happens then? Those people do not stimulate the economy because you're taking all of their money. When you give them money, when you give them disposable incomes in the way of tax cuts, they are able to spend more in the economy. Therefore, if you're spending more in the economy, these businesses get bigger. Therefore, they have to hire more people. So not only are you getting sales tax, you're getting payroll tax and every other tax that's already on there to help kind of alleviate the shortcomings of the tax cut. And it works. Look at our GDP. Where Obama said, hey, this is just going to be the new norm. Donald Trump said, new norm, my behind. Watch this. Hold my beer. And he blew the GDP out of the water. But yet they still want to go. And I've had a conversation with one of our guests who would, I normally don't talk politics with our guests at work, but This woman was adamant that Donald Trump is destroying the economy. And I simply said, okay, how was the economy prior to the pandemic? Well, it was okay at best. No, it was the best economy in the history of America, bar none. And then the Democrats decided, and I'm going to say the Democrats because it was mostly Democrat governors and the Democrats that made this coronavirus 10 times worse than it really is. They shut down the economy. Look at Michigan. We've been shut right down. We had no commerce except for quote-unquote essential workers. So whose fault is that? That's not Donald Trump's. Donald Trump was telling people, open up, open up. And the Democrats were like, no, you can't have people in congregation with each other. They're going to all die. No, that's not how it works. Do you realize when you who wear a mask out in public when you do go out, but you who hide in your house all day, do you understand how sick you are going to be when this all ends? You are not ready. Your body is not ready for any type of germ because you have not been exposed to it. That's why God gave us an immune system, is so we can fight off these germs and fight off these viruses. Well, it's just like any other thing. If you don't use it, you lose it. So you haven't been really needing to use your immune system because you don't go anywhere. You don't interact with anybody. Nobody in your family does. And when you do go out, you're wearing a mask and gloves and a freaking whole contamination suit. And then you wonder, you're going to wonder, why am I so sick? I can't stop being sick. You want to watch what's going to happen. Donald Trump, if he's reelected, he's going to get blamed for all of these people that once this whole coronavirus thing ends after the election, all these people are going to come out of the woodwork and going to come out of hiding. Maybe even Joe Biden. He might come out of hiding. But they're going to come out of hiding and start interacting with people. And their body's going to be like, what in the world is that? I don't know what that is. I can't fight that. And you are going to see people getting sicker than they've ever been. You are going to see people dying over mundane things. You think the flu was bad last year? You have no resistance to the flu now. You have no resistance to a cold. Pneumonia, bronchitis, is going to kill a ton of people because these people's bodies are not used to it. And you know what? Sorry. You brought it on yourself. Myself, I've been to work every day during this pandemic. Never wore a mask. Don't do it. The only time I wear a mask is if I go into a store, and again, that's because I don't want to cause problems to the store owner. But my body has been in contact with a bunch of different viruses. And my body said, I know what you are. Psst, gone. I know what that is. Psst, gone. I haven't been sick really during this whole pandemic thing because my immune system is still fully charged. I'm not worried. I'm going to get sick. It's going to happen. I might get the flu. I might get the coronavirus. And you know what? If the coronavirus kills me, so be it. That's what was meant to be. Because I look at it as, if the coronavirus kills me, I could have contracted the flu, and that would have killed me. The difference with the coronavirus and the flu is one. The flu is more deadly because it targets young children more so than the coronavirus. And you can say, oh, well, that's changing. No, it's not. Unfortunately, you are seeing more children die. But they had underlying conditions. So I guess to end this Halloween topic, which was supposed to be a Halloween topic that turned into a huge COVID topic, I'm going to tell you this. Enjoy Halloween. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy Christmas and enjoy New Year's and enjoy every single day of your life. You've got Dr. Anthony Fauci, or I call him Fraudshi. He's out there saying, well, Thanksgiving may not happen like you normally think it is. Don't tell me how to run my life, jackass. I will have people over. If there are people that don't want to come over, so be it. Live your life in fear. And God help you when this thing ends, because you are going to be sick as a dog. I'm telling you that right now. But live your life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy life. Don't be holed up in your home. Don't wear a mask everywhere you go. That's not what we were born to do. If this was a real worry, I would be telling you 180 degrees different. However, it's not. It is about the same variation of the flu, but it's not as deadly. The flu will kill more people. You cannot trust the actual, we may never know the actual numbers of people that died from this coronavirus. We probably will never know because the numbers have been so fudged. But I'm telling you what, the flu is more dangerous. But yet, if we never heard of coronavirus, ask yourself this. If nobody ever said anything about coronavirus, how would your life be different? You'd be living your life. But yet, you are holed up in your home. You are chastising people that choose to live their lives because the media and the Democrats are telling you that this is a very, 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 very deadly disease. It's not. It's not a deadly disease. It's deadly to certain people. Just as the flu is deadly to certain people. Just like pneumonia and bronchitis is deadly to certain people. If you have a compromised immune system, if you are elderly, yes, take a step back and just kind of take it easy. Don't stop living your life. You know, I thought about this, and I don't know why this came into my head, but you know, what about these elderly people who the last 8 months of their lives, let's say you, an elderly person, died today. What was the last 8 months of their lives like? Do you really think they wanted to live life like this? Or did they want to take the last remaining months of their lives and live it to the fullest? And it's all for something that is just a fraud. Just live your life. Do what makes you happy. Because regardless of what happens, you're going to catch this. Just like the flu, just like a cold, you're going to get sick. Your body will fight it, and you will recover. All right, so we are going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I've got to talk to you about the elephant in the room, and that is Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So sit back, relax, open that mind. It's Halloween 2020, everybody. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
This is the life. Got my son by my side as I enjoy the nightlife. I tell my family, go ahead, I see something that I don't like. I tall goofy dude behind a tree and he's about to strike me. I stop and stare as he jumps out at my son. My son pulls out a knife and stabs. Boy, this dude is done. He's bleeding out, lying on the ground, staring at the sky. I watch as my son walks up and kicks him in the eye. My wife and son, they casually walk away.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
I wanna tell you something. Listen, after I leave, baby, you miss me. Best love is what I like. I never know what you think feels right. You wanna tell me to stop. Try to wanna make sheets on my ex.
Okay, as much as I would love to go on and on and on this subject, I do have some major time constraints to deal with, so I'm gonna just get point to point to point. The elephant in the room. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, more specifically Hunter Biden's laptop. How is this not breaking news every 5 seconds? If you are a Democrat and you had any doubt in your mind whatsoever that the media is controlled by the Democrats, that there is a democratic socialist agenda in this country. This whole situation with Hunter Biden's laptop should prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt 100% that there is an agenda in this country by the media. The fact that they are burying this story. They impeached Trump on a quid pro quo in Ukraine when, come to find out, Biden was the one that was doing the illegal activities in Ukraine. Think about this. After the election, they went for a recount, Jill Stein and her recount. What did that find? Oh, well, there were actually more votes for Trump than originally counted. Then they went for Russian collusion. They spent 2 years and who knows, millions and millions and millions of dollars of our money to prove what we already knew. What Donald Trump was telling you is that, nope, I had nothing to do with that. There's no collusion. He then went a step further and said, hey, if you really want to look at some illegal activities, look at how myself and my campaign were spied on by the Democrats, Obama, Comey, Clapper. And everybody laughed at that. Oh, whatever, Donald Trump, you're such a conspiracy theorist. Oh, well, then it comes to find out that really happened. And then they wanted to impeach him on charges that he offered the president of the Ukraine a quid pro quo. Hey, if you look at this Hunter Biden, Joe Biden thing, you'll get what you want, which was never said. Those words never came out of the president's mouth. It was proven beyond the shadow of a doubt. Well, Donald Trump during the whole thing is, you got the wrong guy. You need to be looking at Joe Biden. And everybody laughed and scoffed. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump was right again. Joe Biden was the one that should have been under investigation during this whole thing. Again, if you are looking at this through any type of objective eyes whatsoever, and listen, if you are looking at it through objective eyes, you know what the outcome is. You know what is going on. You are being lied to by the Democrats, lock, stock, and barrel. They are lying to you through their teeth in order to try and save their party and save their power. Only if you have got blinders on do you not see this. That is the only way you do not see what is exactly going on. The fact that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in its possession in 2019, in December of 2019, yet we had to go through the debacle of the impeachment, speaks volumes to the depravity, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, depravity, the horrendous actions of the FBI, the DOJ in Washington, D.C. Field agents, I have no problems with. It's the management who are out. And listen, this is a coup. This is a coup against our president. They had incriminating evidence against Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, there are emails stating, hey, I got to give my dad 10%. I got to give my dad 50% of this. Hey, if you want to meet my dad, you got to get me this position. That is a quid pro quo, which is exactly what Donald Trump, that was what he was being impeached for. The Democrats knew it. The FBI, the Department of Justice, knew it in 2019, in December of 2019, before they brought up charges of impeachment against Donald Trump. They knew that the FBI and the DOJ had that laptop, and they knew it had the incriminating evidence to prove the guilt of Joe and Hunter Biden. And the exact same thing that they were charging Donald Trump. But you didn't hear anything. Nothing said. They went ahead with this charade. They cost the taxpayers how much money? I want that money back. This was a sham. I said it from the get-go, and it's been proven time and time again that this whole thing was a sham. But it's not just a quid pro quo. It's the other things. The snorting cocaine. Now, listen, I get it. Some people have addiction problems. I don't hold that against them. If Hunter Biden had a cocaine or a drug addiction, If he beat it, great. Good for him. If he hasn't, he needs help. I don't hold that against him. You know, if you have a laptop and you have pictures of yourself snorting cocaine, you know what? That's your business. Has nothing to do with Joe Biden. The fact is, Joe Biden has stood up for his son left and right. Hunter Biden has been. It's on his laptop. Child pornography. There are reportedly, and again, I cannot verify this, but there are reportedly from multiple sources in the FBI and the DOJ that says there are videos of Hunter Biden engaging in illicit sex acts with underage girls. And on top of that, there may or may not be videos of him abusing them while performing these sex acts. At what point do you look, and you don't think Joe Biden knew about this? You don't think somebody squealed to Joe Biden and said, "Hey, Joe, Hunter dropped his laptop off to get repaired, and the guy, and they want to call him every name in the book, but he's a whistleblower. That's what he is. The guy who supposedly nailed Trump to the cross during his impeachment trial, he was a whistleblower. This guy's a whistleblower. He saw things that did not look good, therefore he blew the whistle." Okay? So nobody told Joe Biden, "Hey, we've got Hunter's laptop here, and there is a lot of incriminating evidence." But Joe Biden, "I know my son. He wouldn't do that." Well, you really obviously don't know your son that well. And you can sit there and say it's Russian misinformation. It's Russian misinformation. It's proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is not Russian misinformation. So here's my question. Where is the investigation? Why is nobody talking about this? I mean, it's going viral. People are starting to realize this, but is it really going to change the election? Is it going to change the outcome? It's hard to say. I mean, I knew prior to this how crooked Joe Biden was. The only reason the majority of Americans don't know how crooked Joe Biden is because the media covers it up. They won't report. I don't know how you can call yourself a journalist, a news broadcaster, or anything in the news. I don't know how you can call yourself other than a hobbyist at this point if you refuse to do a piece on Hunter Biden's laptop. It is amazing. And Joe Biden jumps off the campaign trail for a week, two weeks into or before the election. How often does that happen? Usually the last 2-3 weeks, they're just campaign stop, nonstop. Joe Biden, once this Hunter Biden laptop thing, and keep in mind, nobody in the Biden camp has ever said that this isn't real. Nobody in the Biden camp has said, "Oh, that's not his." They want to divert the attention. They want to say, "Oh, Russian influence, Russian misinformation." That's their go-to thing. It's Russian misinformation. It's not. It's Hunter Biden's laptop. It's got his signature for the drop-off slip. This should be the October surprise. This should be the smoking gun. And it may be. It really may be. I'm going to go next week. Is going to be my election special. And I'm going to tell you everything I think about the election. But this should have absolutely turned every independent voter. You're not going to turn the Democrat. If you are a lifelong diehard Democrat, you don't care if the video is of Joe Biden screwing a sheep. You don't care. You don't care if it's Joe Biden killing a prostitute. You're still going to vote for the guy because it's not Donald Trump. I get that. But this should take everyone on the fence. Who do I go to? And switch them over to Trump. Just for the simple fact that this proves how corrupt Joe Biden is. He wants to, you know, a lot of people are saying, "Well, this isn't about Joe Biden. This is about Hunter Biden." Trying to just kind of move the focus away from Joe Biden. Well, the emails are showing that Joe Biden was well in depth in this. He knew he was getting kickbacks from his son on a quid pro quo. He knew it. And you're going to have Democrats out there that say it doesn't matter. But those were the same Democrats that were all up in arms when Trump didn't get removed from office for allegedly doing the same thing. There is a million times more evidence that Joe Biden was involved in a quid pro quo than Donald Trump ever was. But it just amazes me how nobody, and there's a select few, that are just questioning, how is this not even being reported? How is this going under the radar? Joe Biden is hiding because of this. He won't answer any questions on this. He can't, because he incriminates himself. Because it's going, if I'm telling you, if Donald Trump gets elected, I think Donald Trump is just like, all right, it's done. I'm done playing nice with these guys. Go after them. If Donald Trump gets reelected, Joe Biden's a dead man. He is going to rot in prison. Hillary Clinton will probably rot in prison. Barack Obama, the savior, probably he might not rot in prison, but he'll go to prison. You are going to find, if Donald Trump gets reelected, there are going to be charges of treason brought up on Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. All of these politicians you loved, you're going to find out if Donald Trump gets reelected, they were selling America down the river. And you turned a blind eye to it. Next week is the one where I tell you everything I feel about the election. My thoughts, who I think is going to win, why I think that person will win. And we're just going to have a heart-to-heart. I'm not going to write any notes down. It's just going to come right from the heart. So again, as I mentioned, this show is going to be a little shorter than the rest. And, well, I'm cutting it off right now. I got things to do, man. So thank you for listening this week. The Cosmic Dreamer wants to listen to the debate. This guy is probably not. I'm just tired of it. So I hope you enjoyed the show. It was supposed to be a Halloween political show, but then just turned into all political. I hope you don't mind. Let's see. Yes, I will not be posting another show until after Halloween. So for those of you who want to live your life, I celebrate Halloween with you, and happy Halloween. Again, we're going to listen to Halloween 2020. If you have Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Tidal, Deezer, wherever you get your music, look up Multiple Myself and Tommy V and download, stream, share Halloween 2020. It's our magnum opus, 7 minutes, 31 seconds of music. We're pretty proud of it. So thank you for listening this week. Have a happy Halloween. I hope you enjoy yourself. Start living your life. You are listening, or you have been listening, to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week. Real man.